Wow. I don't know how she did it, but she did it. KG4, GWO, and Sean from Anderson, Texas, W0SVH. Sean, you're up first. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for holding it. And my question tonight, if I may, is I've been working on a 75-meter Invis antenna, and I cut it long to start with, and SWR was still close to about 41, and so I added 4 foot to it, and it's still about 3.9 instead of about 3.850 where I want it. How close to the ground can you run an Invis antenna without adversely affecting it? Right now, I think I've got it up about 15 feet off the ground, about 20 foot in the center, trying to run Invis on 75 meters. That's my question for tonight. W0SVH.
All right, well, hang right on, Sean. We'll get Charles in here, and I'm sure he can answer it for you. Good evening again, Charles.
Yeah, thank you, Dick. Yeah, Sean, you know, Invis is kind of an interesting concept from the very beginning for on 75 and 80 meters, but, you know, you are a little bit low with that. You know, it's going to behave better for you if you can get that up to about 30 feet at the lowest point, and they don't want to go much over about 40, because then it's going to start, you know, getting a little bit of a lower angle of radiation, because, you know, with an Invis, you want, ideally, you want 90 degrees straight up, but, you know, it... I'm trying to remember the data offhand here, but if you can get it up to about 30 feet, maybe a little bit higher than that, but definitely no more than 40, that should bring that SWR down for you, but I suspect you're probably going to need to add about another 4 to 6 feet of wire to it once you get it up there. So kind of keep that in mind when you're moving it to where you can get it down to the ends a little bit easier and doing the adjustments that you need to do at that point, Sean. Back over to you, Dick, KC6, UFM.